Bible podcast. We hope you'll enjoy this message by Pastor Joey Bonifacio.
The word good news is the Greek word euangelion, which simply means good news. If you want to get a little background about why this word is such good news, is it starts with the word marathon. Now, for you and me, that word marathon is an obscure set of numbers, 42.95 kilometer race, or 26 miles and 385 yards. The word marathon, its origins date back to 490 BC. The story goes, in the outskirts of the northeast of Athens, an obscure town named Marathon, northeast of Athens, where the invading ships of the Persians were about to attack Greece and decided they will land in Marathon and march toward Athens. A battle ensued known as the Battle of the Marathon. Grossly outnumbered, the Greeks defeated the invading army, and thus the history began. In that moment of victory, somebody had to run to Athens to deliver the news. The distance? 42 kilometers, or approximately 26 miles. The man ran so fast that the legend has it that he almost died, or actually died, and then he was able to bring the good news to the families, to the people, that they've won the battle. His goal was to bring the good news, which is very important to the people who live there. Good news matters. If your people were waiting in Athens, waiting for what the news was, two things to remember. They have won, we're safe and sound, and secondly, it's important to know the good news. What happens when the good news turns bad? Because the messenger did not arrive, or the message that came across was not exactly the same good news. That's the title of my first message for this week, Good Gone Bad. The title is based on the good news of Jesus Christ turning bad in the book of Galatians. The bearers of the news, the messengers, turned it bad. Galatians chapter 1 verse 6 says, I'm astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you to live in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. Here Paul is saying, I am shocked to the point of disbelief that you are so quickly deserting the one, speaking of God, who's given you the grace of Jesus and are turning to a very different gospel. My first point is there is such a thing as a different gospel. Galatians chapter 1 verse 6 continues in verse 7 where he says not only a different gospel, which is no gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ. A different gospel begins with no good news at all. In short, bad news. And bad news is not good news. A different gospel gives us bad news. Gospel plus good works. In other words, you're not completely saved by Jesus. You have to serve the poor. You have to love your neighbor. You have to serve the community. You have to go to church. You have to volunteer at church. You have to give your tithes. And I have to earn my salvation. That's not good news. That's a different gospel. It is not good news at all. The good news and bad works. This one's really bad. The good news is there. Jesus has saved you. But somewhere, somehow, if you did bad in the past, it will pay you back, right? Good news gone bad means your baby has congenital disorder because of the bad things you did in the past, even though the good news of Jesus has come. You married an unbeliever. That's why your marriage is not blessed. You got pregnant just before you got married, or you had an abortion. Bad works and the gospel is not good news. The other different thing is that the gospel, but first, read your Bible. Nothing wrong with the Bible. Bible's great. But you can be saved even if you've never read the old Bible if you put your faith in Jesus. The gospel, but first, be a Catholic. Nothing wrong with being a Catholic. Nothing wrong with being part of a religious order. But that doesn't mean that if you are not a Catholic or you are Reformed, that doesn't mean you're going to be saved. To be saved is simply the good news of Jesus Christ. The gospel, but first, worship like us. Clothe like us. Dress like us. Sing like us. Come to service like us. And worst of all, act like us. The gospel goes back to Galatians 1:6 that he's astonished of a different gospel, which is no gospel at all. And really, he says, evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion. The marks of the no gospel or a different gospel is confusion. And they're trying to pervert the gospel of Christ. A different gospel is not just no gospel at all, but a perverted gospel, meaning distorted, corrupted from its original purpose or course, or even the whole thing about it is now confusing. Confusion, right? Confusion comes from a lack of clarity. A perverted gospel, it could be a gospel of theology. Unless you believe what we believe, you're not saved. By Jesus and hence, you're not a child of God. A gospel of association. Unless you're affiliated or associated with us, you're not saved. The gospel of experience. Unless you've manifested the experiences we have, speaking in tongues and other things, by the way, I do speak in tongues, you're not saved. The gospel of performance, which means unless you're passionate about our mission and you're doing the things we're doing, you're not saved. Galatians chapter 1 verse 8 says, but even if an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let them be under God's curse. Pretty strong words. Paul was concerned that even if an angel, and warns the people in Galatia, that even if an angel from heaven itself preaches a gospel other than, and that's the point, that there's another gospel that happens, then he says, let them be accursed. The word curse there is the word anathema, a very, very intense and strong word coming from a man of God. Why would Paul say that? Because Paul knows the danger of a different gospel. Is no gospel at all, a perverted gospel results in many different other gospels. Paul knew that all bad news will eventually be perverted and eventually will result in other gospels. Let me give you a sampling of another gospel, another good news. The gospel of self-love. Learn to love yourself and you will save yourself and you will be happy and made whole. The gospel of self-sufficiency. If you have the money, the career, a good family, and are healthy, you will be saved and you're going to be happy and whole. The gospel of self-expression. Express yourself. Be free to tell all, show all, be all, do all, and you will be saved, happy, and whole. The gospel of self-glory. Be the best, have the best, do your best, and you will find glory. Then you will save yourself and you will become happy and whole. All of these are false gospels. When you have a different gospel, it's no longer the true good news. It is a perverted gospel. And worst of all, you now have a different flavor of various things. And that was what Paul was concerned about. Back in Galatians chapter 1 verse 8, he says, even if an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let them be accursed. Now, watch this. In verse 9, he says, as we have already said, so I say again, if anyone is preaching a gospel other than the one you accepted, let God's curse be under him. Paul repeats himself because he understands the seriousness of a false gospel. Which brings us to point number 2. What is the root of the problem? How did this happen? Galatians chapter 1 verse 10 says, am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Or am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, there he mentions the word pleasing people, I would not be a servant of Christ. The first root of the problem is a man-pleasing set of teachers. Teachers who are not intending to teach the whole truth of the gospel, but are there to please people. People who just want to please themselves and please their superiors and please their listeners. Galatians chapter 6 verse 12 says, those who want to impress people by means of the flesh, trying to compel them to be circumcised. The whole issue here was these were Jewish leaders who were trying to compel people to please their superiors and other people by impressing them about the things that they do. The second half of the verse tells us why people want to please people. It says the only reason they do this is to avoid being persecuted for the cross of Christ. In short, all they want is to please people and commensurately please themselves. But the second root of the problem are hypocritical teachers. Galatians chapter 6 verse 13 says, not even those who are circumcised keep the law. In other words, they're trying to put the law on you, but they themselves are not even practicing it. Yet they want you to be circumcised that they may what? Boast about your circumcision in the flesh. Hypocrites who don't want to practice what they preach, worse, they only want to boast about their legalism that stumbles people. The root of the problem, man-pleasing teachers, hypocritical teachers, and finally, proselyting teachers. Galatians chapter 4 verse 7, Paul explains these people are zealous to win you over, but for no good. What they want is to alienate you from us so that they may have zeal for them. Notice the words, these people are only zealous to win you over. In short, they don't really want you to have the good news of Jesus. They don't want you to really learn what Jesus came to do for you. They're just zealous so that you will now become members of their own association. But for no good. What they really want is to alienate you from us so that they may win you over and have and so that they, you may have zeal for them. Watch in verse 18 where Paul explains that he has nothing against zeal. He says, it's fine to be zealous, provided that the purpose is good, to be so always, not just when I'm with you. Notice where the problem lies. The problem, the root of the problem, is a set of man-pleasing teachers, hypocritical teachers, and finally, proselyting teachers. Now, which brings me to my last and final point, the real gospel. The real gospel can be found, first of all, through its source. Galatians chapter 1 verse 11 says, I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that the good news or the gospel I preach to you is not of human origin. The gospel does not come from churches, from people like me, from pastors, from theologians. It comes straight from heaven. The gospel that I preach to you is not of human origin. I did not receive that from any man, from any teacher, nor was I taught it by any man. Rather, I received it by revelation from God himself. This is an important thing to understand about the gospel. The gospel is not a human invention. The gospel is not Joey's invention, but every nation's invention, the church's invention, the Catholic Church's invention. It is no one's invention. It is straight from the source, the one true source, who is God himself. The gospel is the good news of Jesus. The real gospel is simply this. You and I have a serious problem. We are sinners. We're lost. We're destined for hell. We have no hope of surviving. There is no solution to our problem. And God, in his infinite love for us, made a way. That's the good news. The real gospel is from God. And the good news is there is no other way. The only way is for God to intervene for us. And finally, the right response. And the right response is not to do good works, not to learn more, not to read more, not to study more, but simply this. Believe and trust in Jesus. That's the good news. The only thing I really have to do. And by the way, that doesn't mean you won't read your Bible. That doesn't mean you won't go to church. That doesn't mean you won't speak in tongues. That doesn't mean you won't sing. That doesn't mean you won't help the poor. It actually means all of that, but it only because you believe in the one person who can save you, Jesus. The rest of that is a result of your walk with Jesus. The rest of that is because of your gratitude and your joy for having the real good news that I cannot do this on my own. I need God to save me. I need God to heal me. I need God to restore me. I need God to make me born again and make me his child. This is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Be careful of a different gospel, which is no good news at all, of a perverted gospel that teaches you things the wrong way, of another gospel of the world that teaches you that you can go about this and find satisfaction and wholeness without God. Secondly, the root of the problem is man-pleasing teachers, hypocritical teachers, or worse, proselyting teachers. The real gospel is that it is a source from heaven. God himself loves you, wants to reach you, wants to forgive you, wants to restore you, and wants to heal you. This is the good news. And the only proper response is not to do more, but to trust and believe in the one person who can save you, Jesus Christ. Join me in a short proclamation of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the good news that he gave us. Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for coming to earth. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for pouring out your blood, for sacrificing your life for us, that we might be saved, made whole, be born again, sons and daughters of the living God. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone said, Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Every Nation Singapore podcast. We hope you've been blessed by today's message. For more information, visit everynation.org.sg.